You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 149.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Welcome back to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Amy Porterfield, and I'm going to start us off with a story. Over the last few weeks, I've been sharing on the podcast about a good family friend of mine who has been putting together her first online course and putting together a webinar style launch to promote it. I helped her a little bit with her webinar title and her webinar content, so I was kind of in the trenches again, which was a great experience because I got to see how much she struggled with it, which I think is totally normal when it's your first time putting together a webinar. So I had this newfound compassion and sensitivity around, when you do it your first time, even when you have someone that knows webinars well, me, helping you, it's still really tough. So I went through that whole experience with her. She put together her entire launch and she did a great job with her webinar and her follow-up email sequence and everything that went into it. But there was one huge obstacle that set her back and kept her from reaching her revenue goals. And I wanted to share it with you because I want to turn her challenge into your win. Now, of course, I asked her first if she'd be okay with me sharing this story. And she said, hey, if it means we can help one person knock it out of the park with their launch, by all means, share away. That's the kind of heart she has, and I love it. But just to give her her own privacy, let's just call her Jane. So Jane makes the bulk of her income from client work. So she has a service-based business, and she does her own thing, like coaching, consulting. And she's really well-known in her industry. She's been in it for a long, long time. But she wants to be well-known in a totally different sector, hence why she's starting her own business, her own online program to really put her on the map in this one new area. So for a while now, she's been talking about her new topic and she's been posting on social media. She has a pretty good, solid engagement on Facebook. She's a natural connector, so she has a lot of people sharing her content and supporting what she's doing as she builds her business. Over the past year, she's been approached by Bravo and CNN to work on special projects and be interviewed on primetime television. So she's getting some exposure for sure. She's been hustling to get her name and her content out there, and she's been doing a great job in that. But as I mentioned, there was one huge obstacle during her launch, one that I don't really think she anticipated. You know the whole saying, you don't know what you don't know? Well, I think that's what happened here. And her obstacle was the lack of engagement from her email subscribers. She has about 800 people on her email list. And I know to some of you that might seem really small, but I know a few people that have had really big launches with just a few hundred people on their email list. I'm thinking of one guy in particular. He had 600 people on his email list. His launch was over 100,000 and he was pretty new in his niche. So I know it can be done, and I've seen it done time and time again. So I actually believe that her email list was going to be the huge factor in her success with this webinar promo because I knew what a connector she was, and I knew that she's very likable and people love her content. And she didn't have a lot to invest in terms of Facebook advertising to fill up her webinar, so she was really counting on her email list and her social media following. So to be brutally honest, when I saw the dismal results of webinar registrants from her email list and even from social media, I actually thought maybe her emails were not getting delivered. It was that bad. So backing up a little bit, when she started to grow her email list over a year ago, her subscribers joined via a really cool freebie she had created. And like most situations, her subscribers were really excited to get that freebie. And in the beginning, they loved to hear from her. However, over the last year, her emails to her list became less and less. She had a newsletter, but with a crazy client load, she was lucky to get that newsletter out maybe once a month. She never made offers to her tribe, never surveyed them to really understand who they were and what they wanted. And the list was also not segmented, so Her webinar was geared toward women, but she was mailing to men and women because she did a tiny bit of segmentation, but not enough to really understand this whole list of 800. So she was mailing to people that would never even sign up for her webinar. So no consistency in terms of emailing her list. It for sure was not happening weekly, not even close. Huge lags between when she was communicating with them. She did not totally understand her ICA, her ideal customer avatar. Not enough to really get where they were right then and what they needed. She wasn't asking them questions and getting feedback, so that hindered her ability to really get them. She was not creating original content. So she had a blog, but she didn't blog often. So she was not sending them original content where they really got connected to who she was and what she was all about and how she could help them. So really, no original content, no engagement, no consistency, no offers of any kind, all a recipe for disaster. No matter how strong her social media was, no matter how much she was connected, this was truly a recipe for disaster. And for the record, this is a judgment-free podcast. Actually, I have major compassion for my friend because I see how hard she's been working, juggling what feels like a million things to support her family. And her focus has to be on her client work because right now, that's what's paying the bills. I 100% get it. So all of that leads me to today's episode, which feels very near and dear to my heart because if you too have not been growing and nurturing your email list, maybe you're a little better than my friend Jane, but not much better, and you're hoping to launch soon. You're working on something that you want to sell online, or you're even working on a launch right now, then this episode can literally change your business. Because not only can it help you make more money and a bigger, more profound impact on your audience, but it can also give you massive business confidence and pride in the business that you're creating. And to me, that confidence and that pride is golden. So today, I want to provide you with an exact blueprint to create pre-launch momentum, which can greatly contribute to launch success. But first, two disclaimers. Number one, there is no one way to do a pre-launch strategy. There's many, many ways to do this. I'm just going to give you one proven step-by-step map to get you ready for your next launch or next promotion or whatever you have brewing right now. Now, I say that there's no one way, and at the same time, I'm going to give you literally a blueprint. This is exactly what I want you to do. And the reason for that is sometimes I teach in my podcast episodes in a way that I give you a lot of ideas. You could try this or do that or maybe do this. And that's really good because I want you to decide based on your business and what's needed and what you want to focus on. But sometimes it's really nice and refreshing when someone you trust says, listen, let's cut through all the noise. You need a plan and here it is. Follow this. So if you feel like, okay, I can embrace that right now, then I think you're going to love this blueprint. Disclaimer number two, this is not for the faint of heart. This will take work and dedication and patience. So know that you've been warned. And one more housekeeping tip. If you want a visual for this blueprint that I'm going to lay out in this episode, then definitely grab my PDF. I've laid it out for you inside of a PDF so that you can go to it when you're ready to implement. Because you're going to want to take a bunch of notes right now, and that's cool. But you're going to need to have it all right in front of you. And I love when something's really nicely designed. So that's what the freebie is for today. It's your blueprint for pre-launch momentum. So to grab that, just go to amyporterfield.com/149download. amyporterfield.com/149download. Or you can text the phrase 149download to the number 33444. Definitely get your hands on this. So one final very cool addition to this ultra important topic. This episode was not only inspired by my friend who really had a rough start with her first webinar launch, but on the flip side, it was also inspired by a friend of mine. Her name is Terry Cole and her business partner, David Vox. So how do they fit into the mix? Well, Terry and I have been friends for a while. One day, I'll tell you about the time that Terry and I had to chant in the woods for what felt like 5,000 hours while doing some crazy moves in sequence. Yeah, that story is going to be reserved for another time and preferably over a glass of wine. But anyways, I digress. Let me get to it. Terry and her business partner, David Vox, just had a very successful high six-figure launch with Terry's course, The Real Love Revolution. Now, up until this point, Terry and David both would say that something wasn't quite clicking with past launch experiences. They had a few stops and starts that just did not produce the kind of results they wanted. But then, using a combination of the strategies I teach in all of my courses, they've had huge success. So they definitely followed some of my strategies and some of their own strategies, and boom, it totally worked for them, finally. And so in next week's episode, Terry and David are going to be on the show talking about what they learned from their successful launch and what they would do differently next time for their future seven-figure launch. That's how I like to look at it. But the reason I'm bringing them on directly after this podcast episode is because they killed it with their pre-launch strategy, which coincidentally will look very similar to the blueprint I'm laying out for you today. But they're going to fill in some holes. They're going to answer some questions that you might have, and they're actually going to enrich the entire blueprint process I'm going to lay out. So the two episodes go back to back, and you're going to love next week's episode. It brings what I'm sharing with you here to real life, which is pretty cool, right? Okay, I keep saying we're going to jump in, and we are in 1 minute. But before we do, a quick little ditty from our sponsor. Let's talk about FreshBooks. Now, I agree to sing their praises, not just because they're the number one cloud accounting software for freelancers, but more so because they just rebuilt their entire platform and they help freelancers get paid faster. So now you can create and send branded invoices in just seconds. You can set yourself up to get paid in just two clicks, and you can see when someone actually views your invoice, no more guessing. So to get your free unrestricted trial, all you need to do is go to freshbooks.com/Amy. And in that section where it says, where did you hear about us? Just type in online marketing made easy. Enjoy. Okay, so let's get to it. First and foremost, you will need to dedicate 3 months to this. That's 90 days of a pre-launch campaign. Now, I know that might seem like a lot. I'm saying don't promote anything for a full 90 days. But it reminds me of something that Marie Forleo just said in a podcast episode I did with her. We are just wrapping up B-School at the time of this recording. And someone was asking her about her program. And they said, you know, how quickly can I make money with this? And she said, well, B-School is not really a get-rich-quick kind of plan. It's more of a get-great over a long period of time plan. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, that is so good. Because I believe that any online marketing strategy that is worth its weight is going to be something that is not a get-rich-quick kind of thing. And if anyone tells you that it is, don't believe them. But I can get on board with this get-great over a long period of time kind of concept. And I feel like that's exactly what the 90-day pre-launch blueprint will do for you. So again, 90 days, you can do it. The next thing is that you need to decide on your pre-launch and your launch dates. So when it comes to pre-launch, you're going to choose which date you're going to start and then move it out 90 days, and that will be the end of your pre-launch. When it comes to launching, well, you got to decide how long you are going to launch. And for me, a launch is the day my cart opens is day one of launching. The day my cart closes is the last day of my launch. Back in the day, I used to do 21-day launches and it burned me out. By day 21, I'm like, I never want to market on the internet again. That's how stressful it felt like. So I stopped doing 21 days. We moved it to 14. And then I think the last time I did a live launch was like 12 days. Even Marie with her B-School program, this was the shortest launch period we've ever done. And what's amazing when you shorten your launch period is you have more energy. You're more in it. Like you're there, you're present, you're not dragging by the end when it's most important to rally those still on the fence. So think about a 14-day launch or maybe like a 12-day or 10-day. I think if you make it shorter than 10 days, it's a little rough to get the momentum. You know, you're sending out webinar emails and you're sending out post-webinar emails. You need some time. And speaking of sending out webinar emails, if you're in my Webinars That Convert course, you know that I encourage you to send out webinar invites about 10 or 7 days prior to the actual webinar. So you might be asking, okay, so do they overlap? Am I sending out those webinar emails during my pre-launch, like the last few days of pre-launch? You could, or if you could add a little cushion, I'd love for you to go with the 90 days of pre-launch and then give yourself 7 or 10 days of sending out a series of webinar emails to get your list on your webinar. And then from there, start the cart open. So if you can extend it a little bit, it would be nice. If not, yeah, there might be a little overlap where you're sending out some webinar invites during the last few days of your pre-launch campaign. So hopefully that makes sense. Now let's break down your pre-launch blueprint month by month. Month number one, the theme is create. And in this month, you're going to do the most work because you need to either create or strengthen the foundation of your business, and you really need to set the stage. So we're going to do a lot of work now so that we can easily move into month number two and month number three. I'm going to walk you through step by step what you need to do to get your month one up and running smoothly. Remember, I have a PDF for this so you don't have to take crazy notes and remember it all. Step number one, you're going to commit to a weekly blog post or a podcast episode or a weekly video. But you've got to commit to one of these platforms and do it every single week. Now, the first question I always get asked is, well, can I mix it up? Maybe I'll do a blog post this week, a video next week. I've got a podcast, I'll throw one in. No, we don't want to do it that way. I want you to choose. Are you going to blog every week for the next 90 days? Are you going to podcast every week for the next 90 days or do a video? Now, to be really clear, obviously, if you are blogging, that goes up on your blog. If you are a podcaster, the show notes go up on your blog and you broadcast through iTunes. If you're doing a video, it goes up on your YouTube channel and also on your blog. The blog is important because we want that central hub where you are really creating a lot of your original content so people can come and see all of this great stuff that you're doing. So it's important that you've got that central hub that people can come to and you can drive traffic to. Okay? So number one, you're going to create original content every single week. If that stresses you out, or if you just think, I can't do it. I get stuck. I don't know what to create. This isn't going to work for me. I want you to listen to podcast episode number 122. It's called Get Your Content House in Order. And in that episode, I was trying to give you a little tough love, but let's not joke. I mean, I'm not really tough. So it's not really tough love, but instead it's a lot of guidance and really good mindset strategies around the importance of creating weekly content. So if you need to get your head in order for you to attack this very first step in month one, then by all means, check out episode number 122. I will link to it in my show notes. Step number two, offer a freebie for every piece of content you create in the next 3 months. What? That sounds like a lot, right? And it is a lot. I didn't say this was going to be easy, but it's going to be oh so rewarding. So stay with me here. I want you to get into the habit of thinking of freebies each time you create original content. This is going to go far for you because remember, we are trying to build up your email list. So if you already have an email list, we want to nurture and engage and love them up. But if you need to add to that email list, which most of us do, we need to have multiple opt-in opportunities. And so I'm going to put that on overdrive for you now and encourage you to create a freebie for every piece of content that you put out on a weekly basis over the next 90 days. Now, here's something to think about when it comes to freebies. I don't want you always just to make a freebie that regurgitates what you did in, let's say, your podcast episode or what you talked about on your blog post or in your video. That's okay sometimes. Like today, I'm literally giving you a regurgitation of what I'm teaching you. But that's because there's a lot of steps. This is like a big mini training, and you're going to want to follow it step by step in order to get results. So that's when the whole regurgitation thing makes sense for a freebie. But a lot of the times you want to go a little deeper with the freebie, or you want to help people get to the finish line a little bit faster, or you want to enhance their understanding of something. So really get creative with your freebies, push yourself a little bit, and make them extra good. These are the people that will eventually be showing up for your webinar or watching your three-part video promo series or whatever you're going to do to promote. These are the people that are going to be doing that. So you want to get them really excited around your content. So you're going to create original content every single week. You are going to create a freebie that goes along with that original content every single week. And step three is you are going to create a standalone opt-in page to drive traffic to for your freebie. The reason I don't want you to create, let's say, a pop-up box on your blog. So people might be reading your blog post. They see a link that says, hey, if you want the freebie checklist for this blog post, click here. Let's not use that language, but you get the point. Click here, and then people click it and a pop-up box appears. I actually don't want you to do that. I want you to send them to a standalone opt-in page that lives off of that blog page. The reason for that is I'm going to encourage you to put the Facebook pixel on your opt-in page and on the confirmation page you send people to. So when someone opts into a cheat sheet, you send them to a thank you page that says, great, go check your email. I want the Facebook pixel on both of those pages. I will make sure to notate that in your PDF so you don't forget it. But why is it important? Well, when you are ready to launch, and let's say you're going to do a webinar and you start running Facebook ads to your webinar registration, you can retarget all of the people who visited your opt-in page or who opted in, however you want to do it. We're talking retargeting, which is a whole lot cheaper than going after a cold audience with Facebook ads. So I'm going to help you get that retargeting group up and running on day one of starting your pre-launch blueprint campaign. Good? Okay, so you've got your weekly blog post. You have your freebie that goes along with it. You have your standalone opt-in page. One of the tips I want to give you with a standalone opt-in page is that you can use lead pages, which is exactly what I use, but I've got a tip even beyond that. When we do podcast freebies, we send people to a standalone opt-in page. Like I told you, amyporterfield.com/149download. That takes you directly to the opt-in page. And we are actually creating a brand new website that is hopefully coming out soon. Anyone who's ever launched a brand new website, I'm pretty sure you get it, that it takes longer than planned. It's not my designer's fault. It's not my programmer's fault. It's actually my fault. I've been getting my hands into more projects than I should lately, and so it's slowed down the process. However, we're very, very close. And so my designer, Jess, got into lead pages and did a little design magic to make the lead page look really nicely branded to the podcast and to the new website. And then what we do is we take that lead page and we just clone it or duplicate it every single week and just change out the text because it's going to be a different freebie. And then, of course, we integrate it with our email service provider so that the right freebie is going to go out. But we do that every single week so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So it's okay if every opt-in page looks exactly the same for the next 90 days. You're just going to change out the title. And I wish my website was going to be up and running when you actually hear this episode, but I don't think we're going to be ready. But I'll let you know when it's ready and I'll point out some of the cool features I love. But one thing I love is that she branded the opt-in page for my podcast freebies. So you know when you go there, you're going to see a picture of an iPad with a podcast freebie mock-up in it. So you know you're in the right place. And then just the title changes out every week depending on the freebie I have. So make it as easy as possible as you can, because remember, you're putting together a process. I'd love for you to use a project management tool like Asana, that's what we use, so that you can put your process in here. Like every week, this is the process we go through to get the blog up and get the freebie out and to set it up so that we collect emails and connect it to our email service provider and the download gets sent properly. All the things that you need to think about when you're doing a freebie through a blog post or a podcast episode. So if you put it together inside a project management tool and then you just duplicate that every week and go through the steps, I'm going to give you a gold star. You get a virtual gold star because that will make your life a whole lot easier. Step four is that you are going to email your list every single week with a link to your original content that you just created for that week. So that means that you're going to draft an email, and this is where you're going to get a lot better at your copywriting because you're going to do it every single week. And I've got some really cool free copywriting resources that I love. So I'll link to those in the show notes as well, because copywriting is going to be a big part of this. You are going to email your list every single week. I don't care if you have 6 people on your list or 6,000. You got to get into the practice of emailing them every single week. I want you to get creative with those emails. They do not need to be super long, but practice maybe telling a story in one or setting one up with a question or kind of playing around with an example. Like, I want you to play around with your copy so you start to see what people gravitate toward the most. So pay attention to those emails you're sending out every single week. And remember, the goal is you're linking them to your free original content. And I like to put in the PS that I've included a freebie, so remind them to pay attention or look for that freebie, because once they go over to the free content, they're going to get it. So I always like to add a little extra PS saying, I've got this freebie, I can't wait till you get it, just click the link. And that link is going to the blog post, the show notes, or the video on your blog. So that's important. You're not linking to YouTube, you're linking to your blog. You're not linking to iTunes, you're linking to your blog. I know that 99% of you know that, but just in case the 1% that doesn't, I just wanted to make sure you knew. So that's where you're linking. Every single week, you are emailing your list. And this does 2 things really quickly. One, it gets you into the habit of emailing your list every single week. 2, it actually gets your audience into the habit of hearing from you every single week and opening up those emails. So start to pay attention to open rates. Some weeks are going to be better than others. And I love what Melanie Duncan does, because Melanie's husband, Devin, is my business partner. I get to see the stuff she does inside of her business as well, which is pretty cool. And they have this grid, and they have every single subject line they've ever sent out. And then they have all the metrics, like the open rates and the click-through rates and all the other good stuff. And it's impressive. So right away, I could tell which subject lines were killing it for her versus the ones that weren't so exciting to people. So you can bet that they always go back to that document and think, okay, so how can we play around with the subject line to get it closer to the one that got the most opens? I'm not saying create a grid. You don't need one more thing on this list that I'm giving you. I'm just saying pay attention to the subject lines and what's getting opened and clicked on the most. Okay, so remember, month number 1, which is create, has the most steps in it. 1, you're creating your weekly original content. 2, you're creating a freebie that goes along with that original content. 3, you're creating a standalone opt-in page to drive traffic to the freebie. 4, you're emailing your list every single week with that original content. And 5, you are going to be doing weekly Facebook Live sessions. I heard some of you just say that, like, no, yes, this is important. Actually, it's important that you do Facebook Lives every week, and I'd love to see you start jumping on Insta Stories every week. Come on, if I can do it, you can definitely do it. You know how much I hated video last year, right? So this is something you can definitely do. I want you to do Facebook Live sessions on your Facebook page. So let's be really clear where you're doing it. On your page where you're attracting Facebook fans, that's where you're doing the Facebook Live every week. I want you to choose a date and a time so that you do it the same every single week and you put it on your calendar. That is literally the only way I can make this work in my world as well. It's on my calendar, it's gonna happen. If it's in my head, it ain't never gonna happen because I don't love to do video. So I put it in my calendar the week before, I know it's gonna happen. For you, I want you to put it in your calendar for the next 3 months, every single day. So let's say Wednesday at noon. Make it easy for you, even if it's not maybe the perfect time for your audience, because the most important thing is you're showing up. So here's an example. I'm pretty sure that doing video at 6 o'clock at night is going to attract a bigger audience for me. I've played with times a little bit, especially through Marie Forleo's B-School launch. I did a lot of Facebook Lives, and 6 p.m. was a pretty popular time with my audience, Pacific. However, I don't want to do video at 6 p.m. on a weekday because I know that it gets right into the time I have to pick up Cade from wrestling. So that's never going to work on a consistent basis. Sure, Hobie can help me out, but what if he's at the fire station? Then I've got to stop things and go get Cade. So that's not going to work. So make sure the time actually works for you. Yes, you might need to move it around once or twice in the next 3 months, but try to stay as consistent as possible. The day before you go on FB Live, I want you to post and let people know on social media that you're going to be live and let them know what the topic is, which means you need to do a little planning ahead, which I know you're going to be fine with. So what are you going to talk about on your Facebook Live? Well, you've got some options. You can go into detail around one of the topics in your blog post that week, or if you have a podcast episode, you can pull out some of the nuggets from that and talk about and take questions about the topic that went live. I think it's good for the topic to go live and then you do the Facebook session. So people might have had a chance to already read it and then they get involved in the conversation. That's kind of ideal. You can create something new that week. If you have the bandwidth to create a piece of original content for your blog and also something different and new for your Facebook Live, by all means do it. But if you don't have a big audience yet, don't do a Q&A because that's going to fall flat. So you have to be careful how you decide or what you decide to do based on if you have an audience yet. So I'm well aware that some of you will be doing Facebook Lives to 10 people, and five of those might be your sister, brother, mom, dad, and cousin. But I want you to get into the habit of showing up every single week on video. Video's not going away. It's only getting more powerful, and we really need to start to embrace it. So in the next 3 months, you're going to make it your mission every single week, Facebook Live, and use the content you already created in your Facebook Live session. Now, one thing that's really important is that you always have to have a call to action at the end of your Facebook Live. So an easy call to action is go get my freebie that I created this week. And that's another reason why you want the standalone opt-in page, because you can create a pretty link. If you use WordPress, I love the pretty link plugin. And so for me, I could say, okay, go to amyporterfield.com/rabbit hole. And that was one of the URLs we used on a recent Facebook Live session about going down entrepreneurial rabbit holes and getting stuck and not coming back up. So on the Facebook Live, I got to say, all right, go ahead and go grab the freebie. And it was a standalone opt-in page. So that's another reason why you want that. And now you're driving more traffic because the Facebook Live is obviously live, but once it goes into a recording, it's still getting traction. Here's another thing. When you're ready to promote, you can retarget with your Facebook ads all of that Facebook Live traffic. Imagine if the Facebook Live has been running for 3 months, because let's say it's the first week you do a Facebook Live. 3 months later, you're going to have a lot of views on that that you can retarget. That's why it's important for you to pay attention to the content you're putting out there. I think it goes without saying that for the next 3 months, the content should be somewhat geared toward what you want to launch. It's not always going to be perfect, always going to be aligned. That's a lot of content to create based on one topic, which would be your program, product, or service. Just make sure there's some alignment there and you're not totally off track, because I don't want you to attract the wrong audience. Just make sure the content that you're putting out there is going to attract the kind of audience that you want to attract during your launch as well. That's the most important thing with the content. Okay, so there's one more thing I want to talk to you about in month one. I know, I warned you, it's a lot. It's going to get easier. You're creating original content. You're creating a freebie to go along with that original content. You're creating a standalone opt-in page for the freebie. You're emailing your list every single week, driving traffic to your blog, and you're jumping on Facebook Live at the same day and time every single week, so your audience gets used to seeing you on video, connecting with you, and on that Facebook Live, your call to action is go check out my freebie to help grow your list and find your audience. The final thing that you're going to be doing in month one, and then of course, this all gets carried through month two and three. We are aware of that, right? I just want to make sure you know that after month one, you don't get to jump ship and move on to something else. This is happening throughout the entire 3 months. And I know you know that, but I just wanted to make sure. And step number six in month one is that I want you to find three different opportunities to survey or assess your audience. Now, I'm going to give you a few different ideas, but next week when Terry and David are on the show, you're going to love the assessments they put together to figure out who they were talking to. So let me give you a hint. Terry's program is all about relationship and love, and it actually caters to those in a relationship and those who want to be in a relationship. So singles and those in a relationship. And so what they did early on is they did an assessment. And when you took the assessment after you got one of her freebies, you would first say, okay, I'm single or I'm in a relationship. And then from there, you would get to take an assessment. And if you were in a relationship, you took an assessment to find which type of love archetype you are. I might have messed that up a little bit, but it was something about archetypes. And then if you're single, you get to learn your attraction strategy. So I thought that was really cool because you know what they're doing. They're giving value in terms of the assessment. So they're teaching through their freebies and content, but ultimately they're finding out, are you single or are you in a relationship? And once you answer that, they're tagging or segmenting you inside their email service provider. And we'll talk about how they did all this next week. But what's important to know is now that they've segmented those two audiences, they can do webinars that are only geared toward singles and webinars that are only geared toward those in a relationship, which is exactly what they did, selling the same product. So it's a lot of fun because my mom is single and I want to find her a really nice gentleman so very badly. Like, I really want this for my mom. She's an amazing, sassy, fun woman. I love her so much. And so I want to find her someone. And I said, Mom, you got to go through the Love Revolution because I think you're going to learn so many tips and tricks in there and it will just make you a smarter dater and help you attract the perfect guy. And so she's going through the program as a single. And then I'm going through the program as a married woman, but we get to talk about it a lot. But what's cool is we got very different emails through the promo. The emails to my mom were geared toward being single and what to do about that and giving her advice and tips and tricks. If I got that same advice, I'd be like, wait a second, this is weird. This doesn't pertain to me. So obviously I'd stop paying attention to Terry's emails. But because the emails I got were geared toward someone in a relationship, I was all ears. Pretty cool, right? So again, we'll talk to Terry and David about how they did that next week, but a few different tips for you. You could have a PS in an email, like let's say you're delivering one of your freebies. In that email, when you deliver the freebie, you say, okay, so before you download this freebie, make sure to take this quick assessment or quick quiz or just quick survey. I want to learn a little bit more about you. Now, of course, an assessment will help you learn about them, but help them learn about themselves. It's more work for you. A quiz, same thing, but a quick survey, they're just going to give you feedback, but you're more likely to get traction with an assessment and quiz. That's why I want David and Terry to talk about it next week. So I want you to find ways to do this. James Wedmore and my dear friend Phoebe just put out a podcast about surveying your audience, and it is really good. It's called Mind Your Business. That's the podcast. And again, it's all about surveys. I'm going to link to it in my show notes because I think you're going to get a lot of ideas of what to ask your audience and how to ask them in order to get them to engage in a survey. So that will be really cool too, because you could put a link to a survey on a thank you page once somebody opts into your freebie. So that might be one way you do it. Now, I'm saying only do this 3 times over the next 3 months because it's a lot of work and you've got to kind of go behind the scenes and figure out how you're going to collect the data, how you're going to get it into your email service provider so that you can segment your audience. And because I know there's a lot of moving parts there, I don't want to overwhelm you too much. You're probably laughing at me like, are you crazy, lady? You already totally overwhelmed me. Remember, we've got the blueprint PDF so you can use when you're ready to implement. I act like that makes it all the more easy, huh? I know this stuff isn't easy, but it's a big, big player in your success. So stay with me here. So assessments, quizzes, surveys, I'm going to link to some resources for you in my show notes at amyporterfield.com/149. And I'm going to talk to David and Terry about it in detail next week so you really see how to put this into play. Good? Okay, so we just got through month number one, and you're gonna, of course, do all of that throughout the next 90 days. Really quick, I'm gonna sum it up. Number one, you're creating original content every single week. Two, including a freebie in that original content. Three, you are creating standalone opt-in pages that you can just duplicate every single week, use the same one, change out the text, and of course, connect it to your email service provider. Don't reinvent the wheel every single week. That goes for this whole process. Get a process in place that works for you. Number four, you're going to email your list every single week with your original content. Number five, you are going to do a Facebook Live session on your Facebook page every single week with a call to action. And number six, you're going to find three opportunities to survey or assess your audience so that when you are ready to promote, you can speak to people in the very unique way that you need to do. You might not have something as specific as, are you single or in a relationship? But I can promise you, getting a little information from your audience before you start to promote will go a long way. Even learning the language they're using and how they're talking about their struggles or challenges is going to be huge for you. So again, I'll link to a bunch of resources to help you do those assessments, quizzes, and surveys. Okay, so we're moving on to month number two. And the theme for month two is to connect. And you're going to do this by creating a closed Facebook group to build community. Did you guess that that was coming? This one's big. And gosh, I've been talking about it week after week after week on my podcast because I really do believe that the most valuable thing for your Facebook page, where your fans are your Facebook Live sessions. But to me, that's about it. If you want to build a community and you want to get people talking and you want to be that go-to source, we've got to bring them into your own closed Facebook group. Now, I'm not going to go on and on about this because I've talked about it a lot. So here's a few things that I do want you to pay attention to. Inside of your Facebook group community that you're going to create, I want you to find ways to obviously engage your audience. So with that, I think you should also do some Facebook Live sessions in your Facebook group. So you don't have to do them every single week, but to get people talking and maybe do a mini training to give people value and really just get them rallied around a specific topic. Now, if you've never heard me talk about creating a Facebook group, I'm going to link to a few really valuable podcast episodes that I've done in the show notes. Because I recently did one where there was a cool freebie about all these different ways you can engage in a Facebook group to get your audience talking. I also have a podcast coming up with Jill and Josh Statton talking about how they grew their Facebook page and some of the strategies they use. So that's coming out too. So when it does come out, I'll add it to the show notes resources links. So there's a lot of good content out there about how to create a Facebook community, but your goal here is to find your tribe and to really get them talking about this topic related to what you're eventually going to promote. Now, what's really cool is next week, Terry and David are going to talk a lot about the closed Facebook group that they started in their month two. So they started creating original content on a YouTube channel, and then the next month, they started a Facebook community. And that Facebook community was huge for their success when they were ready to launch their webinars to sell their online training program. And one thing that Terry did that I thought was really cool, and you can do this, is every week when a piece of her original content went out, when a video went out on YouTube, she would link to it in her group and she'd talk about it. And then she would do Facebook Live sessions around those topics. So one thing I really want you to think about is that you do not always have to create new content. You can expand on it. You can do Q&As around it. You can go deeper with it, but you don't always have to recreate the wheel. So inside their Facebook group, they weren't always creating new content, but instead they were taking that YouTube video from the week and talking about it, promoting it in the group, and doing live Q&As. So that's a really cool way to build a community, and you can pull your free PDFs in there and encourage people to go check out the PDF of the week. It could be really cool. Now, if you feel like, whoa, it's going to take me a while to build up that community, then you might need to give yourself a little extra time. But here's what I'm banking on. I want you to start mentioning when your Facebook group is live. I want you to mention it in the PS of every single email you send out for the remainder of your 90 days. So once the Facebook group is up and running, the community one you're going to create, put it in the PS. Hey, did you know I have a free Facebook group all about XYZ? Click here to request access. Or, hey, this week we're doing something special inside my Facebook group. Are you a member? It's free. Come on over. Click this link. So I want you to put that in all your emails, put it in your follow-up email. So when someone opts in to get a freebie, you know how you're going to send them a link and say, here's your freebie? Put it in there. Say, before you download this freebie, make sure to click this link, request access into my private or my closed Facebook group, and then give a reason why they should. So there's a lot of different places you can put it. You're going to talk about it on your Facebook page, mention it in your Facebook Lives. I know this tip because when I interviewed Jill and Josh, the episode that's not live yet, she said it is their number one focus. They talk about it and put a link to it everywhere. It's the start of their funnel. And really, it can be the start of your funnel as well. Once people are in the group, then as you have new content that comes out every week, now you have an audience that's in the group really paying attention. So you're emailing your list and you're telling your Facebook community about it. Now, this community is going to live beyond just the 90 days. I don't think you should do a pop-up group, which I talked about a few episodes ago. So I did this 30-day Facebook pop-up group with my B-School group, those that were thinking about joining B-School. An amazing experience. I'll talk about it on a podcast episode a little bit later, but oh my gosh, I finally figured out how to get an audience engaged, even if it's just like a short 30 days. I was really, really happy with it. But I don't want you to do a pop-up group because that was around a promotion. I want you to do a community that after your launch is over, you still have this community to nurture and love up on. So the next time you launch, imagine how much more people you'll have in this group and how much more they will be interested in buying. Now, yes, it's going to take time. Yes, you have to nurture it. If you don't have the time to jump in the group a few times a week, then you might need to get a volunteer community manager to help you. You're resourceful. You can definitely figure it out, but it's a really cool way to find and strengthen your tribe. So month number two is all about connecting, and you're going to do that inside of a closed Facebook group. And I've got lots of resources to help you do just that. So amyporterfield.com/149, all the resource links will be waiting for you there. Moving on to month number three, the theme is commit. And the way you're going to get your audience to commit is by creating a 21-day challenge. Yep, a 21-day challenge. Now, this is different than the challenge that Zach Spuckler talked about in episode number 144. So if you are an avid listener of my podcast, you likely heard episode number 144, where I interviewed Zach all about his 5-day challenge that led directly into selling a program or a product or service. This is different. Now, by the way, episode 144 was a huge hit. So thank you guys for all the feedback. Zach is definitely a little go-getter and I love that episode. But this is actually different. And the reason why I don't want you to do a 5-day challenge here is, remember, our goal is to love up on our audience and nurture them and really give them immense value. And in month three, now it's time to also get them into the habit of taking action with you. And so a 21-day challenge allows you to ease into this. And if you don't know much about challenges, I have a great resource I'm going to link to. We did a lot of homework before we went live here, so I know all the resources I want to link to. And we found a great article by my dear friend, Natalie Lussier, about challenges like the kind I'm talking about here. So if you want to know how to do it, I've got you covered there. But why it's important, I want you to understand the why before the how. And the why is this whole idea of longevity. I want you to have the time to email your audience every single day for 21 days. I want you to create great content for them that they're actually going to go out, test it out, try it out, and then come back and give you feedback. You can use your Facebook group that you've already created in month two as the hub for your challenge. So if people join your challenge, you invite them into your Facebook group as well. And every day for 21 days in that group, you're going to talk about the challenge. All right, guys, it's day one. Here's your challenge. And if you don't know how to do challenges, just to give you a little hint, let's say that you were a stylist and you were going to do a 21-day challenge. You're going to encourage your audience to try different outfits, different colors, different fabrics, and you're going to get them into vintage shops and different stores to try things. So every day, it's almost like they just have a new action item they're going to go out and do and come back and share it with you. But they don't know the challenge until they get their daily email. Now, the reason why that's important is that every single day, I want your new audience to get used to opening up your emails and finding something really good in there. And yes, challenges take time to prepare. So with all of this, you've probably already seen that you need to get out in front of it. If day one of your pre-launch is on June 1, then obviously in April and May, you're going to be working on all of this, right? The pre-launch setup is going to take time just like the launch does. And remember, this is not a get-rich-quick plan. It's a, do you remember it? Get great over a long period of time. Give yourself this time and you'll be amazed what can happen. I know I've said that like a million times, but I really truly believe it and I want you to hear it as well. So your 21-day challenge, you're going to get a link to a resource that will help you set it up, but I want you to understand that the why is getting in front of your audience every single day and getting them to do something and trust you and see little mini results, little sparks of inspiration that they feel like, whoa, this chick knows what she's talking about. This is so cool. I feel this way, or I did this and got these results. That's what's cool about a challenge, that they really get engaged with you. So imagine after the 21-day challenge, when you start to invite people into your webinar, or you finally release your 3-part video series or whatever you're going to do, imagine how engaged your audience is going to be. They have heard from you every single week. If they're in your challenge, they've heard from you every single day. They've seen you live on video and they see that you're putting out original content and they're getting your freebies and they're finding value in it. And now they're sharing your stuff. This is a really cool process and it takes a lot of work. Remember what I said at the beginning, it's not for the faint of heart. But what I think might happen is some of you are going to say, screw that. That is way too much work. I'm not doing all of that. I know such and such, and he didn't do any of that, and he made $500,000 on his launch. You can always find somebody who did none of this and had amazing success. But that is very, very rare. And in addition to that, I can tell you 20 people who did it right or did it similar to this, I should say, that have had success over and over and over again. So over the next 90 days, this is the blueprint for your pre-launch that I recommend you take on. Before I wrap up, I want to walk you through what this pre-launch blueprint might look like throughout the entire year if you launch a few times this year, which I'm hoping you will. So you just went through your 90 days where you did your weekly content with the freebie, you have your Facebook group now, and you did a 21-day challenge. So you launch, and then what happens? Well, I'm hoping you're going to continue your weekly content, and you might not do every single week with a freebie, but at least twice a month would be ideal. So that's what we try to do now. We don't always do it with every podcast episode, but at least twice a month we get out a freebie. And you have your Facebook group, so it's growing and you're becoming that go-to source, which is really cool. You may or may not want to do another challenge. You can refine it and do the same challenge over again and make it even better if you want. But then you launch for the second time. Imagine how engaged your audience is going to be. You've been loving them up for months and months and months now. So as I said in the very beginning, it only gets better if you keep these rituals and habits inside of your business. So I hope the idea of building this really engaged group of raving fans is going to get you to take action on the blueprint. So there you have it, your pre-launch blueprint. Remember, I have all of this outlined for you in a very stylish PDF. So all you need to do is go to amyporterfield.com/149download, or you can text the phrase 149 download to the number 33444. And we will send you the PDF right away. Now, here's what I love about this episode. A lot of times I want someone just to tell me, here, do this. These are the strategies that are working right now. You have enough to think about. You've got a million things on your plate. Do this. And the reason why I made this such a specific blueprint is because I want you to get into the habit of creating original content every single week and emailing your list every single week. I also want you to get into the habit of engaging with your tribe. I want you to do Facebook Lives. I want you to get out there. I want you to treat your business like a pro. And part of that is having daily or weekly habits. And this blueprint here means that you've got to show up every single day. And I really do think it's going to give you some amazing momentum. Now, is it the end all be all? Is it going to make you $1 million when you launch? Well, let's not get crazy. The launch, everything you do in the launch, that's equally important. So there's so many moving parts and important factors when you want to do business right online. And so when you're launching, of course, there's a lot of factors involved in that as well. But I believe that this pre-launch blueprint will set you up for success from the get-go so that you're not scrambling around or crossing your fingers that maybe your audience is going to remember you when you email them after a month and a half of never sending them anything. Like that, we can't do anymore. We got to move on from that. We got to go pro. And so here is your blueprint. So thank you so much for being with me here. Today, we talked about the exact blueprint to pre-launch success. And as promised, next week, I'll bring on Terry and David to talk about what they learned from their successful launch that they just did weeks ago, including how they crushed it with their pre-launch strategy. I have tons of questions for them. I can't wait till you meet me here next week. So before we wrap up, a quick word about our sponsor. As I mentioned in the beginning, I agreed to sing the praises of FreshBooks because they help freelancers get paid faster. And not only are they the number one cloud accounting software out there, but also they help you get paid in just two clicks. And that's a big deal when you're shuffling paperwork everywhere and you're trying to get things organized. So to get your 30-day unrestricted free trial, go to freshbooks.com/Amy. And in that section where they say, "Where did you hear about us?" type in "Online Marketing Made Easy." I can't wait for you to give FreshBooks a try. All right, guys, I can't wait to see you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.